go.
I have come here to chew bubblegum and kick ass.
Loud noises!
I know kung fu.
This is madness!
Where are you?
Hey everyone, and welcome to episode 171 of the 8-Bit Geek. These episodes are a lot like baking cookies. You know, you gotta mix all the ingredients, then you gotta, you know, put them in the oven. They come out as these little wonderful treats, you know? Unfortunately, we leave our cookies in for too long. People say we should probably throw them away, but we say fuck it. We still force feed it to our fans. My name is Jeremy, and with me today are two men who exclusively force feed each other.
Doug!
Kevin!
Hey, Kev, before we get too far to the show, you know, if you're watching our stream, we have a new layout. Kev, I need you to back up, buddy. You look like fucking Wilson from Home Improvement.
I don't know what you're talking about.
I don't know what you're talking about, Tim.
Well, because you guys are like, you need to get closer to the mic, and then I get closer to the mic and I look like goddamn Wilson.
Oh no, but your mic and your camera are two separate things.
What? Since when?
Oh.
That explains everything.
That does explain a lot.
Yeah, but hey, let's make sure. Let's see. What microphone do you have set? It is the blue in front of you, not the webcam, is it?
Kevin's, be right back. I just want to let you guys know, Kevin's been around since about episode 50.
yeah.
I'll be right back.
Holy shit, has Kev already been here for over 100 episodes?
It feels like it.
I pretty much founded the place. I don't know.
He may have not laid the foundation, but he
but
sure
I did lay the pipe.
Shit, I was going to give you a compliment. I was going to say, you sure as shit helped build it. God damn it, Kevin. Anyways, if you guys like our banter, if you want to be friends with us, we don't blame you. We're that damn, you know, funny and cute and charming. You can subscribe to us and rate us on iTunes. Also, are in our home, away from home, Audio Boom, and of course Stitcher Radio, Google Play, and every single other app that does podcasting. You can also follow us on social media at the 8-Bit Geek. And every Monday night, we are live on Twitch like we are right now. Hello, Twitch followers and watchers.
Hi, Twitch
followers.
Hi.
If you're new to us, we are a terrible show. You shouldn't be watching, but thanks. Thumbs up. You can also support us on Patreon to help pay for some overhead because we're making new shows all the time. And so we need some extra monies to pay us for all that stuffs. And then, of course, we're giving you more content, and you're helping send us to some comic cons around the country. This one, we're going in 2 weeks, boys. 2 weeks.
2 weeks.
2 weeks.
We have our own booth at Comic Palooza in Houston, Texas, if you want to come out and say hi. And we can't listen. There's a lot of competition from other podcasts around the globe and in Texas, and we're not going to be the only people there to have a booth, but I can point to a whole bunch of stuff in the corner, but I can't say what we're doing. Just this stuff right here is going to be there, and it's going to be awesome, and you don't want to miss it. And you can get some really awesome stuff from us, so.
And again, like since we are on Twitch, we do have our donation thing going. We have bumped up our goal just to help kind of just, I don't know, make sure that everything goes as smooth as possible, pay for gas, for the hotel rooms, for food. We would like to be able to pay for all of our, like, everyone's food, so people don't have to pay, like, out of pocket, because we've got like 7 people going this year. We've got 7 fucking people going, and that may be generous.
All
that
of them
more.
All but
hashtag squad goals.
Yeah, all but one is an employee or has been an employee of the 8-Bit Geek at some point.
Yeah,
so kind of crazy. So yeah, we're gonna have a full staff down there, and it's gonna be a lot of fun. There's a ton that we're gonna try to cover and do, and hopefully we can bring it all to you as in our podcast form and video on YouTube and stuff like that, so you can check out what we're doing and check out the creation of the booth. Essentially, what you guys did for us. Without your donations, we definitely would not have a booth. We wouldn't have all the cool stuff that we're doing down there. And so we thank you for all of that. It's not just I know we're plugging for money here, but we also, it's a big thank you because you make it happen. So That's it. That is it. Boys, let's get this show started with some misconnections. Every week, we take real ads from the misconnection sections of Craigslist. We read them in funny voices. These are completely real. We don't edit them in any way. Of course, we ad-lib a little bit, but we definitely can't make it up.
Boy sees girl. Boy is interested in girl. Boy awkwardly stares at girl from across the room. Boy never approaches girl. Girl leaves. Boy swears they are meant for one another. Boy turns to Craigslist for help finding girl. 8-Bit Geek steps in. Welcome to Misconnections.
Just imagine it. Just turn the lights down a little bit if you're at home right now. Follow along as we get into this. And this is real serious. We bring people together. There's a lot of love here. And we always kick this thing off with the one, the only, Sean Pennis.
Oh, hello, fellas.
Hey, Sean. You ready to do this thing?
Always. I was fucking born ready.
Okay.
So this one comes from the real world, all right?
From MTV?
None of that Second Life bullshit.
What about the MTV real world, or?
No. Just, like, outside.
Oh, okay. So, okay. Outside.
Yeah. Dreams are real. Male for women.
But when you say outside, is it, like, VR outside, or, like, outside?
Like outside the door. Like, outside in experiencing the elements.
Okay. I just clarify. Thank you.
Yep. My body is average. My height is 6'8".
You tall son of a bitch.
Or 203 centimeters for the folks outside of the United States. My status is clearly single. Because I'm writing a misconnection. I know she's out there. I saw you in my dreams. I know you're real. I cannot believe that you're just a dream. You're thin, pretty, and nerdy. You like comics and games. You are mad at men.
What?
I will restore faith in you.
What?
I will restore your faith in men. That's what I meant to read. Same thing. I will be loyal, I will be honest, and I will be faithful. I am looking for you. Can you find me? Yours truly, a Sean Pennis.
So just more or less, just a blanket kind of request.
Yeah, just looking for anything.
So if you're hurting from, if you're mad at men and you're thin and pretty and nerdy, then you're...
Yeah, then you're a fucking nerd's wet dream.
Whoa! Alright.
Which is what she was. Ow!
I just want to let you guys know something. I bought props.
Are they... What?
I bought props for whenever I do these, and they're going to debut next week. Ooh. I bought mustaches and eye patches and hats. It's going to be a grand old time. It's going to help really get me into character. I can see it in Doug's face that he just hates this idea, but it's going to be a lot of fun. Yeah, this is for the woman with the Superman tattoo on her neck. I'm a male for a woman. Madison's. My body is big. My height is 6'0". Some centimeter bullshit that the website put on there. I didn't read that. My status is single. First, this just seems silly. Fucking silly. But I thought I'd try it. So I'm a bouncer. And tonight there is a woman with a Superman tattoo on her neck. Black woman, biracial, don't really know, not sure. I asked why you had a Superman tattoo. You said Superman was the best. And you read comics and you were pretty nerdy. And right before you left, you said Superman is the greatest. Although, I think Superman is just okay. I'd like to finish this conversation.
Sounded very threatening.
He's a bouncer.
Yeah.
He has to be. It's his line of work.
Does it sound threatening?
Yeah. ID. ID. ID.
Shit, God, hold on. God damn. Fuck.
ID.
Fuck, Jesus. Just kidding.
You're allowed to be a host on this show. Go.
You're not getting in with those shoes, though. Yeah. You're not getting in with those shoes.
Take off the hat. Take off the hat. All right, Kev, you're up.
All right, baby. Velvet Jones is making a return this week. It's been a while. It's been a whole week.
It's It's been here every week.
Baby, I like to show up. This one is called Saw You. It's male for women, Ontario. See, I was in Canada that week on business and pleasure. My body is average. I look to the heavens and gather understanding of the content of space-time. And yet that revelation does not match your beauty. You were there. And like the pleasure of springtime, my senses were aroused by your curves. Soon, the flush of desire swelled up in me as my eyes followed the lines of your body, and I was overwhelmed by your plump, round ass. You thought I was going to keep it classy, didn't
you? Yeah, I really thought this whole thing was going to be real classy.
I was like, this is the classiest this motherfucker has ever been.
Walmart.
He's turned a corner.
I know.
Nah, baby. Always a player, baby. Always a player. I can never thank you enough. I must see you tomorrow at Walmart in Ontario. I didn't even know they had Walmarts out here, but Canadians get down too, I guess. On Mountain Avenue, 2 p.m. Beautiful admiration, conversations.
God damn it.
Yeah, the Jones.
There were some big movies that released this week. Did anybody care to go and actually see them or no?
Nope, but I'm going to see X-Men after this.
I saw it. I saw X-Men yesterday. I thought it was pretty decent. I have to still do a review of it. I want to do one probably tonight or tomorrow before it's too late. But I guess the rest of the world didn't like it, I guess.
They were too busy off seeing things that weren't X-Men.
Yeah, well, I mean, box office was kind of down this week. Okay, so X-Men made $65.3 million, so it took number one, which isn't... Okay, so $65 million is still a good weekend, but it's definitely not $100 million that everyone expects out of comic book movies now.
Right.
Yeah.
But the Fox actually predicted it to only make around $65 million. So what does that say? Does that say, like, does that mean that we're going to get another one?
I thought that was supposed to be at least the last of the series, isn't it? Or at least with the original actors.
I don't know. Because there is a tease at the end that supports another movie.
Okay. Is it like after credits thing or?
Well, even before the after credits and then the after credits, like, because they do bring in new people to be new. I don't want to ruin it for anybody.
Okay. Well, you could talk about that on your review show.
Yeah. So I'll just say that I thought the movie was pretty decent. Like, as far as an X-Men movie goes, it wasn't as good as Days of Future Past, but I had really low expectations because it wasn't on my radar. I came out really impressed.
I think one of the best things I like read about it was that they were like, as an X-Men movie in the franchise, it's not as great as some of the others. As a sequel to the 90s X-Men cartoon, it was a fucking blast.
Oh my God, yes. Like, if you are a fan of the 90s cartoon, this is for you. I will say probably, I think I text this to you guys, a lot of the moviegoers probably didn't get all the references that it was making. And also, fucking, what's his name? Silver Fox Boy.
Quicksilver.
Quicksilver. Absolutely killed his scenes were phenomenal. He should get his own film. And they upped the ante with his scenes. You know the first one in the kitchen? Like, fucking blew that one out of the water. It goddamn steroids. It's amazing.
I was gonna say his scenes in the original, like the Days of Future Past, stole the show.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Like that he does it again. It is absolutely phenomenal, the scenes that he's in. Like, Doug, it would be enough for just to say, fuck it, go see it just for that. Like, it was that good.
I'm going to see it eventually. I just don't know when.
So
I'll get around to it.
Yeah.
And then that Mickey Mouse movie failed, Alice Through the Looking Glass.
Of course it did. The first one was terrible.
$27 million. Yikes.
I didn't even, like, it was funny because, like, I was telling you guys, I've been seeing trailers on this for like 2 years and I didn't know if it came out or not, and it finally did, I guess. Mm-hmm. I wonder why it was in such developmental hell, but I guess now we know.
You want to know what the fucking budget was for this movie?
Probably like $200 million.
$170 million.
Yeah.
Well, damn.
There goes their, what was that movie that Disney did that failed horribly? John Carter or something like that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yikes. Yeah. That's bad.
I was surprised that they gave it a sequel. I mean, like, the first one only came out. This, you may be just confusing the two, Kev, because the first one came out like 2 or 3 years ago.
No, it came out much longer than that. Because I think I was still in Chicago when it came out, because I remember seeing it out there.
It was like 2010.
Were you just visiting?
It was like 2013 or something.
Visiting in Chicago, maybe?
Yeah. You just having a poop in Chicago?
Yeah.
Like, I poop a lot. I pooped a lot in Chicago. I'm going to throw that out there.
Chicago is full of your shit.
Really? Yeah. That's, yeah.
What was it called? Was it Alice in Wonderland?
It was Alice in Wonderland.
Oh, yep. Six years. 2010.
Yep. See?
Damn, this seems like a long time ago. Seems like a long time to wait for a sequel, too.
Right, and they had a lot of the people came back too. That's what's surprising that they did so poorly when they got so much of the returning cast to come back.
The first one did really well.
Did it?
Yeah.
It was dog shit.
It did really well.
Everyone's over the Tim Burton Hot Topic phase, I guess.
It did all right.
Oh, okay.
It did just okay. It did okay. So its budget was $200 million, sorry. And it's gross 334 million.
Hey, that's still 100 million profit, so they definitely will do another one.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, but not anymore.
No. You won't see us. You know, this is, it leaves you on a cliffhanger, and you're gonna stay on the cliff.
But I don't get. Like, I don't know if I necessarily blame Tim Burton because he's had so many great movies. But like,
did he direct Disney. This one or did he produce it?
Produced it. I don't think he directed this one.
Yeah. That's probably the problem.
It probably didn't help any.
Yeah.
Did he direct?
And
the
then Sasha. Yeah. Wasn't Sasha Cohen Barton in that one? In this one,
Sasha Baron Cohen.
Yeah. Yes. Whatever. You know his name's Inside Out. It works. He goes both ways.
Sounds like a porn star, Sasha Barton.
I'm gonna look her up.
Do it.
I don't think he was in either of them. Was he?
No. He's like the Time Master in this one or something.
Yeah.
Like
he was in this one.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
He's the main villain.
Oh man. Crispin Glover was in this one also.
Really?
It seems like it was set up for success, but I don't know, man.
Maybe it could be a good movie, just no one cares about it. I don't know.
I don't know.
And Alan Rickman.
Aww.
See, I knew it had to be filmed years ago since Alan Rickman's still in it.
Well, his parts, at least.
Yeah, he just did a voice work, like probably.
He did the voice work of the cats, right? The Curious Cats or whatever.
Yeah. Hey, hey Wilson.
You either get better quality or better video. What do you? You can't have them both.
Alan Rickman is the he's the caterpillar.
Yeah, the caterpillar. Okay.
High as fuck caterpillar.
Stephen Fry is the Cheshire Cat. Actually, I know that. That's interesting. Yeah.
Are you guys interested in the new Bond film? I don't know. Like Daniel Craig is. Reportedly turned down $100 million to play Bond again. Mm-hmm. So now they are looking for a new Bond, and someone we know from the Marvel Universe is up to play the part.
Yeah.
Yep.
So Tom Hiddleston.
AKA Loki.
Yeah, he's up for the part. Do you guys like this or hate this idea?
I can get behind it.
I'm not going to say no, but I'm also not like, fuck yeah! Like,
it's kind of like one of those ones where it was like when a Joker was cast and we're like, oh, we're going to have to wait to see on that shit.
Yeah, I feel like that because my problem with Tom Hiddleston is that I feel like he looks too soft.
Or he looks too villainy.
Like, he doesn't have that like...
the sex appeal.
But like people love him, so I can see that. Right. Like, okay, so for some people, yes. I don't feel like he has the...
But
I don't know.
Doesn't he...
like, there's my problem with what's his nuts before...
Daniel Craig?
Pierce Brosnan, yeah. He had like the charming good looks,
mm-hmm.
but it was still kind of like, meh. Like, there have been more manly Bonds before right. you. And that's how I'd feel about Tom Hiddleston. Be like, unless they kind of go back to like the charming, super like intelligent, like suave Bond. Mike in the chat wants to know what do we think about a female Bond, or Idris Elba is my top pick. I will get.
Yeah, Idris Elba would be fantastic, but the thing is, of course, people don't want to accept that. So,
yeah, they go fuck themselves.
Exactly, I wholeheartedly agree, but producers won't take the chance. They won't pull the trigger on it.
Wait, did he say a female or a black Bond?
I said thoughts on a female Bond or Idris Elba. Like, I mean,
oh,
like,
yeah,
two different questions.
Right,
female Bond because they're talking right now about Gillian Anderson, whatever the fuck you say her name. She's like, I'd fucking do it. Like, give it to me.
Dude,
my problem is that if depends on how you look at the movie. If you look at one way where they're saying it's all the same dude, it's just we're looking seeing him through like, you know, whatever. That's where it's like, well, it's a dude. But if you're doing the title, which a lot of other seems to be another common theory with the movies, is that like James Bond is a title that's passed from agent to agent throughout through the years, then a female Bond makes more sense, but you somehow have to like tie that into the movie franchise, I feel like.
Right.
Because I feel like if you're like, oh, it's gonna be Jane Bond or something, it's mm-hmm. like people are that's what people aren't gonna like. They're not gonna like it.
It'll be another Ghostbusters debacle.
Yeah. Unless you just call it like 007, because 007 is technically their like
Yeah, that's their code name.
It's a code name. It's, and the 00 means it's their license to kill.
Yeah, but the tagline, they always say the tagline in every single film. Bond, James Bond.
Well, they could change it up to something different.
They could.
007.
It's just, I feel like a black Bond is way easier to sell than a female Bond right now.
Dude, Idris Elba, man. Like, he is the definition of cool.
Yeah,
yeah, totally. And sex appeal?
Holy fuck. I'm looking through some of these photos.
And manly?
Like, look at these photos.
And he's one of those dudes that I'm pretty sure that, like, if you're a woman or even a dude, and he's just like, you know, if he was like Bond, James Bond, you would just cream yourself.
Right. And I don't even, maybe they can't use this guy because his manliness isn't going to fit into a suit, especially a goddamn dick. Like, his dick's got to be a fucking King Kong.
God yeah. damn it.
And I'm just saying that's not going to work in a James Bond film. Gotta pick another black guy.
Ant says James could be a girl's name. I know. I know a girl named James, but it's still like.
It could work. I mean, either way, it could work, but I feel like they'd have to go the black route as well before going a woman.
I think they should try something new because obviously the franchise has gotten stale. And I don't think, I mean, Tom Hiddleston's okay, but right, there's so many better picks out there that would push it in a different direction and kind of refresh the series. Tom Hiddleston, I feel like they would just kind of keep the mediocrity going. Like Idris Elba or a female Bond would take it in another direction and reboot. I don't want to say reboot because that's such a shitty word.
It's a continuation.
Refresh the story.
Kev, did you not like the latest Bond films?
I could give a shit. He was whatever.
Casino Royale was pretty dope.
Awesome. Like, holy shit, that movie was great.
It was cool, but like I said, it was just more of the fucking same.
But
that's
the James Bond way.
I don't know. To me, honest, I haven't been a James Bond fan, and I know it sounds fucking hipster, but like Sean Connery was the real James Bond.
Duh.
And James Bond, like, it wasn't even a fucking movie. It was a documentary on Sean Connery's life, and they just couldn't really get away with some things, so they had to like make it and say it was fiction. But that was Sean Connery's life right there.
I don't have a response, but fair enough. We'll let it go.
And Idris Elba, though, is still my number one pick.
Yeah,
I agree.
Absolutely.
They are reporting that more Suicide Squad spinoffs may be in the works. So we all know that Harley Quinn is getting her own solo. And then let's see who else is supposed to, who's up for this.
I think I saw like I think Deadshot was one of them.
Joker is one of them. Boomerang.
Ugh.
And then of course, so those are the only ones that have been really talked about so far.
Yeah.
But you know, I think the Deadshot one's got a fair chance because Will Smith.
Because of Will Smith, right? He's a good leading man.
And he's already said that he wanted to be Batman.
but Boomerang?
I don't know. We'll see how his character is in this. His character was the most liked in the trailers. He was pretty funny. But
Boomerang?
Yeah.
No. The worst part of the trailer.
Really? I thought he was really funny where he's like, he cracks the coke.
Cracking the beard? No. Bullshit. Dumb. Lame. Hate it. Not his character. No. That's not how that character is. No.
But they changed him?
Bullshit. They go suck a dick. I mean, I like how he looks better than the one that was on, like, Arrow.
Mm-hmm.
But he's no.
He is a ridiculous character, though. I mean, he's got a fucking boomerang in his hand.
More than one, and they're like razor goddamn sharp. Yeah. He's like that fucking. Hey, he's like, hey, go back to James Bond. He's like that dude from like Tenpenny or whatever his name is from James Bond.
Moneypenny.
Yeah, whatever. Tenpenny. That's for something else.
Let's see. Sticking in the DC universe, Jeremy Irons agrees with the critics. And he didn't like Batman vs. Superman.
No.
His quote came along. It says, it took in over $800 million, so kicking didn't matter, but it was sort of overstuffed.
Yeah, what we talked about. Yeah.
Yeah, it was very muddled. I think the next one will be simpler. The script is certainly a lot smaller and a lot more linear. So I think that was the biggest, well, one of the biggest problems. There was a lot of problems with that film.
I can't wait to see the like 3-hour long version of the movie where like they get to expand upon things that they were cut out of the movie, because there's stuff in that movie that like it's so fast, it's so like overstuffed, like you said, like there's 3 fucking movies in that movie and like none of them were full like fully fleshed movies. It was like, well, here's Batman,
okay, cool, I just don't you.
Here's Superman, here's Wonder Woman, but like that doesn't.
The more that I look at it, like, and the more that I think about it, I just don't like how Superman is portrayed. Like, I think Kevin said it last week, how Snyder just doesn't get Superman. And Superman stands for hope. And in the Man of Steel, you know, you could tell that there was a little bit of doubt and stuff like that because he was actually learning to be Superman. But in this one, it was just like all negativity. And it's just like, that's not what Superman's about. And so I hope they turn it around in the next film. I really do.
Yep. And I saw something last night talking about the continuation of like people getting downgraded more or less in their roles in the DC cinematic universe. Mm-hmm. Like how one of the executive producers in Suicide Squad has currently taken a back seat to, he was supposed to be working on the Justice League, mm-hmm. and he has been like downgraded also. To just like a producer sort of position, like that someone else is kind of taking over for him already,
right?
And there were some other people also that were like,
there's been a lot of shuffling,
roles are being shifted around, and there's a lot of stuff going on.
Yeah, so it'll be very interesting to see what happens. And they're letting someone in. I mean, we already talked about it last week, but you know, one of the main writers from DC comic book world is taking over, so that'll be good. Jesse Eisenberg has confirmed that Lex Luthor will be in Justice League. I think that's another thing that fucking pissed me off. They didn't need to have any other bad guy other than Lex Luthor in Batman vs. Superman.
Yeah, he could have instead of finding the Doomsday genome or whatever on the ship, he could have found some tech and made a mech suit out of it. And it could have been them versus Lex in a mech suit. Yep. That's what could have come out of that movie. Advanced technology.
Exactly. I guess
they shot their load too soon, and now Doomsday's a fucking joke.
Doomsday should have been in one of the Justice League movies as the main villain where everybody has to come work together.
Yeah,
I've been saying since day fucking one.
Yeah, or even like Superman 3. You know what I mean? Like, it could still be a Superman movie, but maybe it's Superman and friends, but not like a full on Justice League.
They wouldn't have to pay
for Green Lantern and stuff. But like, focus a whole fucking movie on that storyline and not the last like third of a movie.
And then they
even the last third. 15 minutes.
Yeah.
And then they really, really, really took the easy way out by killing Superman, spoiler. because it's just like, it's,
well, he, to be fair, I mean, he does kill afterwards. Him.
Right, I know, but that's the thing. It's just like, okay, so Doomsday kills Superman. But that's what I'm saying. So they brought Doomsday in, they killed him off way too soon because they couldn't figure out how to fit him into Justice League the movie. That's the reason why he's dead. And that was, they couldn't figure
out how to put Superman?
Yeah, because, yes, because Zack Snyder said, he's too overpowered, and it would be a story about him and not about the other team coming together and working together.
Mm,
that's
no. Yeah, that's
what I'm saying is that they that's what I'm saying. They copped out, and they were like, all right, well, we don't really know how to build a story around keeping the most powerful man, you know, and obviously he'll show back up later on, but I just, it's a fucking mess.
Yep,
that's essentially that's the gist of it.
I was gonna say this about X-Men earlier. I told you guys in the chat that I'm really glad that Superman versus Batman came out first, because now every superhero movie I see for the rest of the year, I can always say that at least it was better than Batman versus Superman. Like, they really fucking lowered the bar on superhero movies with that one.
I don't want to talk shit about this person because I really do like them a lot, but our good friend Mark Cantu, director of Elite, and
now hiring.
He like,
and future guest of this show.
Yeah, future guest of the show has shit on Marvel movies for like the past like 4 years. Like, as long as I've known him, he's just shit on every single one of them.
Hates them all.
And he loved Bats versus Supes. Loved it.
So he's definitely a DC fanboy.
Yeah, I guess. And so, like, today he went and saw, like, Civil War, and he just, like, shit all over it. No. It was just, like, more like Marvel, like, dis-Civil War. I don't know what he said. It was something stupid.
I have a couple friends that are like that, too. They're saying, like, Batman versus Superman was, like, the best superhero movie they've ever seen. And I'm like, what movie did you see?
That's what I want to know. Like, I don't understand. And like, I wish I could just go read his post, but he was like, you know, the introduction of Spider-Man was cool, but, you know, like, the huge fight with, you know, it wasn't really a civil war. They didn't really fight against each other. You know, it was like friends fighting friends, and then it was, you know, something else they were fighting. And I would be like,
civil war, brother versus brother, friend versus friend.
Right.
That's the very definition of civil.
I know. Right. But then, like, but he's like, but then that, you know, that fight's really short, and then they're fighting something else. You know, something else is happening. And I just want to be like, Batman versus Superman. Batman and Superman fight for 5 fucking minutes. Yeah. Like, yep.
I don't even know if it's that long.
Like, it's not a long fight.
And then you're complaining
about, like, it's not civil war. That's not Batman versus Superman. That's Batman and Superman getting a verbal argument. They kind of punch each other around for like 2 minutes, and then Martha.
Who said that? Why are you saying it?
Martha.
How do you know that name? How do you know that name? Where are the drugs?
You fucking nerd.
It's fucking, I don't know. I think it is a pride thing, because, like I said, and I tried to be objective about Batman versus Superman, and like I said, I was on board for like the first 3 quarters of the movie, but that last fucking, that when they introduced Doomsday, I was fucking dumb. Done. Yep.
Oh no, you know, it made you dumb.
Yeah.
I
was so fucking dumb.
100%. Like, I understand that, like, I guess, I don't understand why they did Doomsday. Like, I understand their thought process. We've got to unite the three of them to fight something. Cool. Lex Luthor, done.
Yeah.
Why introduce another fucking villain on top of one you already have, who's so far done a good job of being a piece of shit bad guy?
Yep.
I don't know. Ugh.
And everybody hated him anyways, like, in that movie, so you might as well have just played off of that.
Yeah.
Anyways, we need to ask, that's something we're going to address Mark with as well. I'm going to ask the question, like, Mark, we need to talk about something. We need to talk about
Can I get you a sidebar here, Mark?
This Marvel hate thing, why does it exist?
Oh. Yeah, what movie did you get fired off of?
Yeah,
did you meet Stan Lee and he just gave you a bad time?
Did you ask, were you on the original Iron Man and then got fired? What happened? All right, so Lionsgate is going just ape shit over Mighty Morphin Power Rangers. They are planning up to 7 films.
They're pulling a Marvel and Disney sort of thing.
They're pulling a Fantastic Four. We're like, people are going to love this. Don't worry about it.
Yeah, we got it in the can. do you like the new suits, too? I know that we talked about that, but like when you
it's
look at...
It's tough because there's the nostalgia factor where I'm like, no, that's not the fucking Power Rangers. But now, but also now as an adult, there's the... It makes more sense to be in armor than spandex.
And like, since they are, it's supposed to be a, from what the director says, it's supposed to be an alien mesh, like living suit kind of thing, like Venom almost, I guess.
Like a symbiote?
Yeah, because it that's the way it's supposed to come out onto them, because that's how they're supposed to explain it, instead of just a magic light and then they spin and then they're in their suits.
It's like, I understand some of that, like, because we're not, it's not the 90s anymore. We kind of like a little exposition as to what the fuck is happening.
Right.
But, one of the things I do like, I like that the Black Power Ranger is no longer a black dude. But,
yeah.
Is the Blue Ranger still
is no longer Asian either. She's actually Hispanic now. So we're not racist anymore.
Wait, that was just the first generation of
no,
of
that was
Power
every
Rangers.
Generation.
Right, and that is who they are. Their character names are the same. This is like a fucking remake of the
like
of,
Trini of, and all that stuff.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. Huh. It's the same. It's the
and
same.
Then the is the Blue Ranger a fucking nerd? Still,
well, maybe. I don't know. He's a black dude, so no.
What if they did?
I'm gonna assume no.
No, I'm gonna say yes. I'm gonna make the prediction. I'm like, yeah, they put the black guy in a different color, but they still made him a nerd.
I hope so. I hope the Blue Ranger is a fucking nerd. But did you ever see the movie Me, Earl, and the Dying Girl? It was like an indie flick that came out last year, and it was it was a good movie. The black dude, there's a friend that's in there, the black dude, like main character, he's the Black Power Ranger. It's like the only person I know in the entire cast that's in it. Like, I know him. Well, and what's her face is Rita Repulsa.
Oh yeah, Elizabeth Banks. She looks sexy as shit as Rita.
See, I mean, I'm going into it with an open mind. I went into Turtles with an open mind, and I fucking hated Turtles, but Part 2
looks
nobody
likes Turtles.
Part 2 looks awesome.
So good.
My one complaint is I feel that they may have shown a little too much in the trailer.
Just like Superman vs. Batman.
No, but I mean, I don't know what the story is, but now I know that Shredder's in it. Mm-hmm. I'm kind of disappointed because I would have liked to have been that to be a surprise. And it's not Mech Shredder. He looks like normal fucking Shredder.
No.
I'm real excited about that.
No, it's not. They spoiled it in the newest trailer. He's Super Shredder.
I don't think so. I didn't see that.
Yeah, I didn't see that either.
I'll find a screen cap for you. He's on top of a roof and he's in his Super Shredder gear.
Like the one from the last?
Like more.
I just think this one they went a lot more. It was kind of like how X-Men 1 went into X-Men 2. X-Men 1 was okay, but X-Men 2 was fucking awesome. I'm hoping Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles is going to be like that because, I said, they're introducing a lot more of the villains, and it just looks like a good time. Once again, unfortunately, we have to sit with Megan Fox as April O'Neil, and that's probably going to be the worst part of the movie, but get past all that. It looks like a pretty fun movie.
It does look fun. It does. I'm
And Casey Jones. Come on. Your boy is Casey Jones.
Yeah, Stephen Amell.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So that should be a lot of fun. Let's see. We can skip the next one. That's kind of boring, right?
Yep.
All right. No one cares about that.
It's crazy.
It is crazy.
Apple was talking about, or
they actually did pursue buying Time Warner and HBO.
And
yeah, that's crazy.
It's crazy, which means that they're not past becoming a big media player.
Yeah, but that's pretty much that. So.
And it would make sense because they're trying to get an actual network running on their Apple TV box, and buying Time Warner and then just porting it over to the Apple TV makes a lot of sense.
Right.
So, let's get into some gaming news.
And I want to say this is why we can't have nice things news.
Well,
yeah, right off the bat.
Yeah. So, No Man's Sky has been delayed to August,
which is understandable.
They delayed it 2 months. And holy shit, people lost their fucking minds. the creator has received death threats after the delay announcement. It's insane.
And the people shooting death threats to the maker. Think about this. Okay, cool. Yeah, you're going to shoot a death threat to somebody. How are they going to finish the game if they're dead? You stupid fuck.
Yeah. And I think it was somebody from Kotaku or something like that also received, because they reported on the delay, they also received death threats.
Shoot the messenger.
And he goes, this is what it's like to work in the gaming world. And so he showed the email and it was just like, you piece of shit. This is this game. I live for this game. How dare you report on this game like this? How dare you make them delay it? Blah, blah, blah. You should fucking die. Blah, blah. I was like, holy
fuck. Kotaku called the dudes. They called the guys at Hello Games and they're like, you know what? Why don't you take a couple more months off and, you know, just really, really try to work on that game. This is Kotaku, by the way. All right, cool. Talk to you later.
What it reminds me of is that video that we watched last night. You freaking fricks!
Yeah. Like...
So Sean Murray is the creator of the game. He's the CEO of Hello Games, but he's taking it really well. He says, I've received loads of death threats this week, but don't worry. Hello Games now looks like the house from Home Alone.
Yeah. Hashtag Pillowfort.
And so he's taking it well, and the game will be out, and everyone will be happy. And you know what? No one knows if this game is going to fucking bomb. Even the media has only played just minutes of this game. Nobody has had real time in it. And hours to spend in it. So nobody even know. Like, we're all hoping that this game delivers what it says it's going to deliver. Mm-hmm. We still don't know if it will. So everyone who's dying to get this game or willing to kill for this game, you're fucking dumb because you don't even know if it's going to be good.
Yeah, people are fucking stupid on the internet. When there's a screen in front of you for protection, you act like a fucking fool. Yep. Stop fucking...
fooling.
Stop threatening people's lives over a goddamn video game. Seriously.
Hashtag stop fucking fooling.
Stop fucking fooling. Make that trend. Work on it, Ants.
Add it to the list. Bad news for Battleborn, as everyone knows. Battleborn came out a few weeks ago. And Kevin was really on board with it. He bought it. He loved it.
I still play it.
He still plays it every once in half an hour sessions. Yeah.
Are you stalking my Steam?
Yeah. Gearbox has already slashed the price by like 45% to compete with the big dog on campus, which is Overwatch. And then the news came out that a graphics card overclocking program has more Steam users than Battleborn. It's bad. Like, it's like ranked 150 on the list. So it should be a lot higher, but which is sad because I have a friend who works at Gearbox, and I told you guys earlier this week I'm terrified to be like, hey man, what's the office like after this?
Yeah.
It's unfortunate. Like, it's like I said, we talked about it last week. It's not a bad game at all. It's just poor timing. The fact that Overwatch was coming out so soon, everyone
is comparing them as well.
Yeah. And exactly, and it's two different games. Overwatch is more comparable to Team Fortress, but once again, it's cartoony first-person shooter. People are confused, and that's the way it goes.
Well, I mean, and I'm not trying to shit on it, but Overwatch will hook you, and you don't want to let it go, and it's gotten rave reviews. It's a fucking amazing game.
Absolutely. But once again, it's two different games. It really is like apples and oranges, and that's the problem, is people are comparing it to Overwatch. Overwatch is fucking addicting. I love it to death. I played that more than I played anything else in the last week. But Battleborn is its own entity, and people need to treat it that way. But once again, I mean, when it comes down to it, the fact that Uncharted and Doom came out in the same week, you know, it really... There's just bad decisions all around.
Yeah. Soon you will be able to wear a PC backpack to help you with your VR issues.
And to burn off whatever back hair you have from when it overheats.
Jesus Christ. And, I mean, how long is this thing supposed to fucking work? Like 30 minutes? 10 minutes of I mean, how big is this fucking battery? It's got to be 200 pounds. You're going to be in shape if you use this.
That's one reason to buy it.
You know, I'm sure this thing has a plug and you can plug it into the wall or some other shit, but that's still another cable for you to go.
Right. Think about it. If you're on your VR device walking around and the fucking plug, it unplugs and you just go. Yeah.
I was expecting like just also just yanking you back. You're like, what?
Yeah.
Yeah. Try to fucking make a virtual reality game out of that.
So this is why the VR space still needs a couple more generations before it's ready for prime time. Because if you still need a backpack and some shit, because the Vive has a ton of cables coming off the top and runs to the back. And of course, so does the other one that we don't speak of. But oh my God. So the battery, holy shit. So the battery life is 1 hour.
Yeah.
However, you'll be able to replace those packs without having to shut the system down, thanks to a smaller third battery. God damn it. Now, it does weigh under 10 pounds, so that's good.
My back hurts from gaming.
This is stupid. This is a stupid idea. Who's going to buy this? Because it's going to be over $1,000. Because it's okay, it's an i7.
Yeah, it's coming with a 970.
Right. Yeah. Or 980. You can pick a 980. Mm-hmm. This is
it's already dating itself because that 1080 is right on the horizon.
Yeah, but it comes out like a next month or something. Like it's
yeah.
You're dumb.
Yeah, these though I believe are these are based on a laptop build though to make it smaller. So I think it's the mobile chips, and they haven't released the 1080 mobile chips yet.
No. That's a ways off.
Yeah. It's a dumb idea.
It's a super dumb idea, but once again, everyone's jumping on the bandwagon for stupid shit.
E3 is coming soon. Yes! I can't wait. We got a lot to talk about when it comes to E3.
Yes.
E3, Microsoft is going to have a conference that lasts an hour and a half. So their media briefing is an hour and a half long. That's insane.
Well, it's because a lot of people have dropped out, so they were probably like, "Yeah, you guys want that stage a little bit longer?" Well, like,
yeah,
we don't have. No one's after you. Like, you're
you
good.
Guys just want to hang out and play some music for an hour before you announce your shit, right. Or yeah. Now that probably means that they have a lot of games to share, and there's a ton of rumors now flying around that there's two or three new consoles coming out from Xbox. There's the Xbox Slim, which is the same as the Xbox that you have now, just 40% smaller.
Right.
Then there is the
with the last one.
Yeah. And then there is the Xbox Duke. I'm just going to call it the Duke because it's supposed to be bigger and it's supposed to be
like
a fucking
Duke Nukem or like Duke like in Dookie.
No, they used Dookie. To No, like the original Xbox controller was called the Duke.
Was it really?
Yeah, and it was a huge ass fucking controller.
I remember the Xbox original. I remember mm-hmm. it. I just don't remember anyone ever calling it the Duke.
Yeah, look it up. Definitely called the Duke. And so it's supposed to be a lot bigger. So the difference between the PS4, because PS4 is going to announce a new console as well, and it's the PS4K, and both of these are set up to run VR. The Xbox hasn't announced it yet, but it looks like they're going to get in bed with the piece of shit Oculus Rift.
Why would they not just do their own Windows?
Because they're already in bed with the Oculus, and
but they have their own HoloLens, which they showed off last year during their Microsoft
right.
thing.
But that the
that's still
the dev kit for that working. Is like $2,000.
Because it's fucking awesome.
Yeah,
this shit is legit. But HoloLens is awesome.
I maybe on the next Xbox, but they definitely just it's not ready for consumer for that cheap. But so. Xbox is going to win when it comes to the power. Now, will anyone take advantage of it? I don't know. So the reports are that this may be too technical for people to care about. The PS4 is going to run at 4.2 teraflops per second. The new Xbox is going to run at 6. So it's pushing a ton of more power for 4K resolution and for VR. So we'll have to wait to see if these games will actually be backwards compatible with the current consoles and whatnot, but are you guys into that? Are you guys into purchasing a new 4K version of the console you already own, and what price would you buy it at, if any?
I would say if there's some kind of incentive to doing it. Like I said, GameStop has like some trade up offer where maybe I have to pay an extra $100. I'll do it. I think my price range would probably go to 100, 150 max. If it's because I have a 4K TV, so I would like to take advantage of that. But if it's not.
So if it comes out and they're just like, all right, this is a new console, it's going to be $500.
Oh, no, they can go fuck themselves. I'm not going to pay that.
Doug?
How much did you say?
500.
500? And that's.
That's with the. That's. But of course, that's without the VR or anything like that, if it does come with the VR. $500, because that's where I think they would sit it. Either four or either 500 to 600 for a new upgraded console.
I don't know, man. It's tough because I'm pretty sure when they did the Xbox 360 Slim, it was the same price. And I know that things are getting better. Like, it's supposed to be better technology within, but you've got to think, like, if you still have an Xbox One on the market that's $100, $200 cheaper, people are not going to adopt your new shit.
Well, that's the biggest problem is what they'll do is they'll probably make a price drop of maybe $50. This is my prediction. Mm-hmm. They drop the Slim about $50, and then they keep the and then they get rid of the original, the one that's out now, and then they have the larger one. And so they only have two lines. They have the Slim and then they have the new Beast. And that's what I think they would probably end up doing. And then they would charge $50 less. So let's just say it'd be $350 for. Are they at $300 now? Are they at $299 or are they at $350 or $400 still?
I think they're down to $299. Let's look this up.
I want to say they're at $299, but I'm not sure.
Yeah, because I mean, by now, I mean, because $399 was like their launch. Well,
it was $499.
It was $499.
Yeah.
Let's see. They're launching at $299 right now. Although it looks like a sale. Because they're doing the slashed out price.
Yeah, there is a slash out price. So it looks like let's just say it's normally $350. So I think they come down and it's permanently $299 for
which console? Sorry, which one?
The Xbox One.
It's $299 on everything. Everything. Walmart, Overstock, like Toys R Us, Sam's Club. Sam's Club has it for $289. It's $299. It's $299. There's no sale. Like that's just the price. That's right. I was like, that's how much I paid for it.
Oh, is it?
Mm-hmm. Okay. And I got mine like 2 years ago. They slashed the price quick. Remember? We talked about it when they announced it and it was more expensive. And we're like, that ain't gonna last long. Hmm. And it didn't. It was like 6 months later they cut the price down to $350, and then like another 6 months after that they slashed it down to $299.
So let's just say they keep this one at $299, the Slim, and then the big boy goes to
maybe 400. I can't imagine them going much higher than that. Like $499, maybe $399.
Yeah. So would you just be like, I'll sell this one? And would you get the bigger one?
Yeah. If I could trade it in, yeah.
Okay.
And if I could trade it in, it was like $100, like $200 even. Like, nah. There's got to be like some more incentive for that. Like, what else do I get with it?
Mm-hmm.
GameStop doesn't have just a PlayStation 4 console. They're all bundles. They have like Uncharted bundle, Black Ops bundle, Destiny bundle, Military Appreciation bundle.
Okay, come on. What the fuck? What does that mean? All right, we'll end this with something that has gotten comic book fans really fucking angry this week.
Yeah.
Captain America is no longer Captain America.
Well, he's still Captain America.
Well, no.
He is on the other team.
I don't think you can call him Captain America if you are a Nazi.
Well,
I mean, he's Captain Nazi.
Captain Germany.
Captain Germany.
So the latest Captain America comic,
Hydra.
They're rebooting it, and at the end of the comic he has someone captured and he says Hail Hydra, and that's the end of the comic. So it, and people are all over the place. Of course everyone's way pissed off because then they think it's all a sham. The big rumor going around is they think he's brainwashed, that Red Skull finally got his hand on that one cube that he can go back in time and change events. Mm-hmm. And he believes people believe that he went back to his like Steve Rogers youth and got his mom and him to recruit them into Hydra early, and like they got brainwashed and all that stuff, and here we are now. So it's ridiculous, but people are losing their fucking minds over it.
Well, because in some cases it's kind of offensive. Like, there's a tweet in here. It says, you know, Cap was created by two Jews as a symbol of hope against the Nazis. What they've done is beyond disgusting. But is true. I mean, that was the whole point of him when he was created back in like the 40s, was that he was supposed to be this. I mean, the most famous Captain America cover is him punching fucking Adolf Hitler in the face. And I can see that, especially to all of, like, you know, people of Jewish descent and stuff, that, like,
yeah, this
like,
was
that's their fucking superhero. That's the one who fought for them and stood up for them, like, in the comic world. And it's pretty fucked up. Like, that's not necessarily good storytelling as much as it's just, like, not forward thinking. Like, you're not thinking about
you still have to pay homage to
your fans and stuff. I feel like you're shitting all over that.
Now, there is some people who still think that that Stan Lee and Jack Kirby are still running the show, because here's Jack Kirby's dead. Died in 94. So Steve Bryant goes, "I'm outraged at Stan Lee and Jack Kirby. This is a slap in the face of the character. He's now forever tainted."
Stanley didn't even know. Like, they had to, like,
bro, he's
or ask him at a Comic-Con.
Yeah, he's not at Marvel anymore, and Jack Kirby's dead. So that's not their doing. But yeah, I agree that this is something that should have never been done. Even if he's brainwashed, he is a symbol. He is the purest of all. Of all the characters in the Marvel franchise, children look up to him. They have. I just think, even if it's just like it's a thing to grab headlines, it's still fucked up. Like, I don't think they should have touched this one.
Yeah, it's a shame, because, like, it's a good way to end a comic, unless that, like, what the fuck? And, like, you know, they're gonna wait a month before we get the reveal of actually what happened, because even Marvel's like, nah, bro, it happened. Like, that's.
And of course they're doing it as well, because they're launching this to grab the headlines from DC, which is launching their new Rebirth.
Yeah, exactly.
Rebirth, so, part like 8.
And so it's, you know, obviously they need to do something, and this definitely captured people's attention.
For sure. It was, I mean, the next issue we'll have it resolved, or whatever it was, like, Hail Hydra. Ha, just kidding. It was a total joke.
JK.
We got you. Hello. We so got you. We got you, suckers.
Yeah. God. You just got pranked.
It was just a joke, bro.
Ashton Kutcher comes busting out of some, like, random ass room, like, y'all just got punked.
That'd be a throwback.
It's a bunch of bullshit, but yeah, it we'll see how it plays out. But yeah, it was a shit move by Marvel.
All right, well, that's our show for this week. I hope that you guys enjoyed all the topics we talked about, and I hope if you're here for the first time, either on the podcast or on Twitch, thank you for tuning in this long. I hope we didn't bore you too much. But
y'all are beautiful.
We'll see you next week. I'm Jeremy.
And I'm Doug.
I'm Kevin.
Hail Hydra.